He spent 4 years in the United States Air Force, 2 years in South America as an American missionary. He is a published author, former political consultant, an expert in history, economics, conspiracies, politics, philosophy, and religion. He has never missed a single question on an IQ test, making him the most intelligent patriot in America. Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Program.
Welcome to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org. And we'll go ahead and open up the phones because I know you're going to want to call in. The number's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I want to remind you that not only is the network doing a pledge drive right now, you can donate through PayPal. Just visit Republic Radio's website, the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you will be able to make a donation through PayPal. Or you can call, make a donation as well. The number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. I would be the an awesome situation as a donation to the network and your comment. Just throwing that out there. And remember, my friends, none of us here get paid for what we do. We just don't. We do this because we love our country and because we love our listeners. And we want to make sure that we're not alone. You know, I used to explain to people that in order for a career to be successful, it has to go through three phases. The first phase is the apprenticeship, and that's where you learn to be good at something. The second phase is you become an expert. And then the third phase is you become a guru, and you teach other people. And that's really what you get when you are listening to this network, is you get gurus that have gone from apprenticeship to expert to gurus. And it's a pleasure to share because we know that our little band is going to be what ultimately survives all this stuff. We've got Jim from Kansas. Jim, you're on the air.
I would like to know what part of the IRS code pertains to selling of like little silver bars and silver dollars and coins and stuff like that. And I'll hang up and let you talk and leave the phone line for somebody else. Bye.
Okay, not a problem. First of all, if you're talking silver, silver is non-reportable and is not a reportable transaction. Under Obamacare, there was a provision to make it reportable. The reality is that's still up in the air. IRS said it's not enforceable, first of all, so there isn't any mandates that have gone out to the dealers that they have to report transactions to the IRS. When it comes to selling silver, you're responsible for reporting whatever capital gain you make on the sale. I don't report to anybody when it comes to silver transactions. And when it comes to gold, currently we're just required to keep a record of who bought. Everybody's required to do that. But once again, I pointed out we're required to keep the record. So those are the current guidelines as I understand it. Now, I am not giving you tax advice, my friends, and I suggest that before you do anything, you talk to your tax professional. I have to say that. So that's the individual you need to talk to about your personal situation. I give you general guidelines as I understand them, but understand it's just my opinion. And the minute you start giving tax advice, that's when you get in trouble with these people. And I have no desire to get in trouble with anybody other than those that violate conscience. So hopefully that answers the question, Jim. Now, phone lines are open. The number is 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in. Questions, comments, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what I talked about yesterday. We're going to be right back.
Thank you. Did you know Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton radio program publishes his news, commentary, videos, and financial articles with the Paul Drockton Report, a free weekly summary e-newsletter? This mailing list is announce only. This list will not be shared or sold. No spam will be sent. Recipients will receive the Paul Drockton Report once a week only. No one else will have access to the list except Paul Drockton. Opt-in list, all list recipients kept confidential. Simply click on the free newsletter link on Paul's website, internettruth.org, internettruth.org. Again, go to internettruth.org and click the free newsletter link on the left-hand side to follow Paul Drockton of the Paul Drockton radio program.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org. We got Carl from Florida. And again, feel free to call in, my friends. I'll take calls all throughout the show. Carl, you're on the air. Carl, are you with us?
Hello, Paul. This is Carl, Florida.
Hey, how are you?
Maybe you can help me do some math here. If all dollars are a result of a debt that owes interest, and when all that debt gets paid back, there's no more dollars left, how many dollars does an ounce of gold go for? See, I think last hour you were talking about how in the Weimar Republic, the price of gold and silver went down for a while before it skyrocketed.
Correct.
And I don't think a lot of people realize that when people begin to pay down their debt, that's a deflationary event. And just by the math, the price of gold and silver is going to go down some until people get sick of the deal, and then it skyrockets.
Carl, I want to make it a little bit simpler than that. The price of silver and the price of gold have absolutely nothing to do with supply and demand. They are simply controlled through what's known as the commodities exchange. And we're talking simply about the price of a futures contract. So
yeah,
that's
today. But in the physical, real world, eventually, stuff's going to catch up, I think.
I'm seeing it now. I mean, mints are 5-6 weeks out at the earliest. I mean, we're seeing mints that are 3 months out, 6 months out for delivery. So it's already starting.
And then I know this is maybe off the topic, but if you go to the internet and you look up gold supply by nation, you're going to see that Iran is not listed, even though before they started trading oil for gold, they had 1,000 tons of gold. Now they probably have much more than that. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of curious. But I'll let you go now. Thank you for your excellent show. And I really liked Monday's show about the Revolutionary War and the money manipulation that was going on in that. So if you want to say something like that show again, I'd be very happy to hear it again. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks, Carl. And we've got Steve from Oregon. Steve?
Paul, let me turn off my speakerphone. Hey, I'm just going to give you a couple opinions. I don't know if this is all true because I try to do the research, and you never know what to read. All the stuff you talk about, I think, is really good. That's why I call you. And it's really in there. But I get a thing from a respected person that I think, it might have been Jim Willie, or I can't remember, but China doesn't have enough gold yet. And so they're keeping the prices down so China can buy it slowly without reducing the dollar value. And that the United States is kind of in cahoots with China, saying, hey, we'll have a reserve, we'll have a world currency. And that China's in with that. And it seems to make sense. Now, I don't know where Russia falls into this, but at the same time, man, if the United States and China are doing it, Russia really has no choice. How far do you think I'm on or off?
It's a good point. I think that when you look at China's role in all this and Russia's role in all this, this is what I would draw upon. I would look at history, and I would say China was created as their ideal state. That's what they want.
I agree.
Globally, they want everybody to live like the communist Chinese do, with nothing. They decide how long you live. They decide when you're born. They decide when you die. They decide what you eat, what you wear, where you live. They control every aspect of those poor people's lives. And, of course, it's a total surveillance society, so they know when you sneeze, when you cough. They know when you open a door, when you close a door. And the sad reality is that's what they want. Now, one of the things I think they're not counting on, and this is just something that I think is something that they don't understand, is that the people that are running the communist Chinese political scenario are just as psychopathic as they are. And there really is no honor among psychopaths. And so I think they're going to find that they're going to be betrayed by their own with this whole thing. And that's what's going to bring about these global conflicts. Because a psychopath doesn't say, I'll share with another psychopath. He says, I will use the other psychopath until I'm strong enough to where I don't need him anymore. And then I'll just take everything.
Man, you're amazing. I totally believe that. That was excellent. I'm just sitting there listening, feel it in my heart. And you know what? You could even go lower than that. Is that I work with a business, like when family business. Oh, man, I love my brother. I love my dad, But we got in fight, And so even if you go, we weren't psychopaths or anything, but anytime you work together and you're trying to do it, there's always going to be a disagreement. And maybe that was a little weird, but anyway.
No, you're fine. I mean, it just depends on whether you're dealing with people that have honor or people that are dishonorable.
But no, I mean, I do. Go ahead.
I just don't think that the communist Chinese psychopaths are sitting there saying, come over and rule over us, too. I just don't see that.
No, there's going to be major conflict between the two. That was excellent. All right, I'll let you go. You filled me up for today. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Number is 1-800-313-9443. You want a biblical perspective. I mean, the book of Revelation talks about a couple kingdoms, and they're basically made up of many kingdoms. And it's interesting that the first kingdom is, I believe, the image of a lion, Great Britain, of course, their empire. And then the second one is a dragon, I think, Chinese. I mean, just take a look at it. But the point being is that I just don't think that these people are as unified as everybody thinks they are. I think, they can talk New World Order. They can talk about the fact that they all get along at the top. But no, they don't. They will stab each other in the back just as quickly as they are doing it to us. And that's the one thing that's going to destroy their organization. So, this period of chaos that they're trying to foment will take place. But don't be surprised if it consumes them. And actually, the good people of this world obviously have to wade through it. But I think we're going to be the ones that come out ahead when it's all said and done. I just don't see it happening any other way. So, anyway, Jerry from New Jersey. Jerry?
How's it going, bro?
Hey,
I'm a little delay on the radio. Time's off. You hear me right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that last call you were talking about. There's all kinds of different psychopaths in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's good ones and bad ones. Just like for instance, the Dark Knight Rises movie shows that even Batman was like a psychopath.
Hmm. Yeah, but he had a conscience, so I don't know if I'd classify him as a psychopath, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically did what was necessary to defeat his adversary.
It takes one to know one, stuff like that, right.
Well, I think you got to understand people. And, you know, as I said, after having, you know, life has been an interesting experience for me because, you know, I get thrown into these battles with these people that are just the most evil, foul creatures on the face of the planet. Mm-hmm. And not through no fault of my own. It's part of my divine plan, I guess, and that's where my education comes from, is having to fight them and realizing that there really isn't a line they won't cross. And so, you know, you get to the point where you use the tools at your disposal, but you still don't cross the lines that they would. And that's where you have to have some faith that God will step in and fight your battles for you after a while.
Well, that sounds good. The only problem is we do have various serious psychopaths in the government right now, and they're using technology to their advantage.
Yeah, no argument for me at all. But I'm saying that, do I think that we can defeat them by becoming as evil as they are?
No. I understand that.
But look, I will use everything I can against an enemy that's legitimate. I mean, have you been to Justice for Mickey? Take a look at that website. All right. I mean, we're talking whatever ammunition they give me will be used against them. And that's how you defeat them, is you defeat them with information. Because they're counting on ignorance. You know, ignorance and darkness go together.
Yes,
so
and
education and basically showing people what's right is the solution, Jer.
And I'm certainly glad that Kokesh march was called off, because that was definitely going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, they want to live with us, all of us. You know, they're foaming at the mouth to take out the Patriot movement in this country. And to marginalize us to the point where they can come into our homes, take our stuff, take us, ship us all off to some, godforsaken rock. That's what they want. So why give them the opportunity to do that? And anybody that advocates violence in this movement is, in my opinion, they're working for the other side.
Just wanted to make that point, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Jer.
Okay, all right.
Look, the time will come when we're going to have to defend our property and lives, because the system isn't going to do it, but I'm not going to go out and cause problems for a movement that needs to survive all this. I mean, sometimes discretion is the better part of valor. You know, I go back to, there's a board game called Risk. And in the board game Risk, one strategy is to occupy the weakest continent in Risk, which is Australia, and to let everybody else fight it out. And then after everybody's exhausted all their resources, then you emerge victorious. That's a good strategy when you think about it. So I just think for us, the smart thing to do is just avoid conflict with these idiots, because they have all the resources. The time's going to come when they're going to fight it out amongst themselves. Their resources will be depleted. And that's the time we can say, okay, we're done with you once and for all. I don't think that time's here yet, though. I really don't. Phone number is 800-313-9443. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about was what happened in the news that wasn't really talked about that much. And that is, they went in and they confiscated $6 billion, I'm talking with the B, $6 billion from the Liberty Reserve. And this is an online company, and basically similar to PayPal, only these are anonymous transactions that were taking place. And I want to talk a little bit about this, because this ties into the problem we have with following the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my friends, I got to go back to this. I just have to. I promise you I'll cover the other if I don't get to it today, tomorrow. But I got to come back to this because, you know, I talk about something, I write about something, I link to something, and there's always a response. Look, this program is one of the most listened to programs anywhere. It really is. And I'm talking about both on the good and on the bad side. And it's funny because I can see stuff that I talked about in this program. Other people write articles about it and put it up on major news sites. And it simply takes my ideas and sometimes I don't even bother rephrasing them. And, that's a compliment. I don't really care. I'm glad that that happens. But it's funny because the Deseret News is the Mormon church-owned newspaper. And, you know, they were abysmally quiet about this Boy Scout decision to admit openly gay Boy Scouts. Well, you know, I did the show. Next thing you know, there's the response. And in Deseret News, we have this article that came out. Utah Boy Scouts not losing leaders. Troops following change in membership policy. And it basically states, executives of Utah's three Boy Scout councils said only a handful of local adult leaders have quit. And no troops have withdrawn from the program. As a result of a new membership policy regarding sexual orientation. And then it goes on and says, out of 100,000 scout leaders in the whole state, really? There's 100,000 Boy Scout leaders in Utah? I mean, we're talking a population of maybe 2.8 million. 100,000 of them are scout leaders. Well, look, you have to understand the nature of the organization. Every congregation, every Mormon church in Utah has its own scout troop. Because the Mormon church is the biggest sponsor of Boy Scouting in the world. And every troop is basically integrated into that local congregation. So it literally is a part of that local congregation. And members are asked by leadership to serve in positions of leadership over the scouts. And all this was great up until they voted to permit openly gay Boy Scouts into the scouting program. So the bottom line is membership in the scouts isn't voluntary. It just isn't. You're automatically enrolled in scouting within the Mormon church when you become old enough to join Cub Scouts. Just all part of the program. So to say that there hasn't been any members or any scouts that have quit, it's disingenuous, first of all, because it's almost like they get signed up automatically and the church pays the dues to the scouts or to the scouting program automatically. So it's like me saying that people haven't stopped using the highway. I mean, if you got to get from point A to point B, you're not going to stop using the highway. You're going to continue to use it. So, disingenuous, first of all. Second of all, then it goes on and it says this. And this is what it says. We're seeing tremendous support from our volunteers. I've had people on both sides of the issue contact me, as you would expect them to do, but overall, we're seeing great support. Parks said the issue gives local leaders an opportunity to reflect on the organization. And then it goes on and it says the three councils oversee scouting for 200,000 youth in Utah and parts of Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, and Wyoming. The three executives estimate that religious groups sponsor at least 98% of the troops in Utah. And then it goes on and says, to be honest, we'd just as soon not talk about the sexualization of the Boy Scouts. That's not an issue we want to talk about. Of course they don't want to talk about it. They just want to do what they want to do and go against the will of the majority of the members in the church. They don't want to talk about it. They've done their best not to talk about it, but because of this program, my friends, and because of you and your response, they have to talk about it now. Because if they don't talk about it, then I'm going to keep talking about it, which puts them in a really, really bad position. And it goes on and it says that basically, out of 100,000 scout leaders in the whole state, we've only had several. The word several means many, not few. Out of 100,000 scout leaders in the whole state, we've only had several resign. Well, you know what? I think that openness is an important part of life here, and openness gets results. So, you know, these people are putting me in a position right now where I feel the urge, the need, to create a website for those of you that are sick and tired of this stuff and are part of the Boy Scout program. And let me tell you what this website's going to have on it. Basically, you're going to have the opportunity to sign a petition explaining your withdrawal from Boy Scouts so people can see just how many people are fed up with this and how many people are sick of it. Now, let me tell you something. I loved the scouting program. Still do. I took my kids through it. I've got a son that's an Eagle Scout. I've got a son that's a Life Scout, and basically they were all in scouting to a certain degree. And the bottom line is that it's a great program for youth. But I'm not going to be a part of the program when they have no respect whatsoever for what the program is supposed to stand for. And we've got Conrad from New Orleans. Conrad?
Yeah, Paul. Talking about the Boy Scouts, just about nobody is talking about it in the media at all.
Yeah.
Except to report that what's happening.
Conrad, stay with me, all right? We'll talk after the break, okay? We'll be right back, my friends.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org. We've got Conrad from New Orleans. Conrad?
Yes, Paul. It's something that no one has mentioned regarding this issue with the Boy Scouts, and that is if homosexual boys can be Boy Scouts, okay, and then they can progress mm-hmm. through the ranks, become an Eagle Scout. Mm-hmm. So what they're telling you is, they could become an Eagle Scout, but they can't become a Scoutmaster.
Not yet, but I'm sure that's going to change soon.
Right. But, I mean, right now they're passing it off saying, well, we want a lot of leaders to be that. Well, yeah. They're going to have to if they let the kids do it. You know?
Well, yeah, the thing is that when you take a look at Conrad, I'll tell you, to me it's a real simple thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people need to really understand what Jesus really said about situations like this,
mm-hmm.
I will quote him. He said, if thine arm offend thee, cut it off, cast it from thee.
Right.
If thine eye offend thee, cut it off, cast it. You know, people we're so married to these organizations because of what they were that we're afraid to cut loose and say, you know what, I'm not going to participate anymore. I'm going to walk away.
Well, the thing is, once they do this, it's no longer the Boy Scouts.
Yeah. It's the Boy Scouts.
The thing is that okay, years ago I was a scout, I was an Eagle Scout. If I was back then, if they had done that, I would never have joined.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the society is pushing it so much that these young kids, many of them are going to think that's normal.
Yeah.
They're not going to know it's not normal.
And this is a full-court press. Look what they're doing in California right now.
Absolutely.
State Assembly just ruled that boys that think they're girls can go and shower with the girls.
I know. I mean, what are parents going to do, you know?
You just don't participate. I mean, that's what you
right?
do.
Home
let them go ahead and have their own little organization. They want to be the Gay Scouts, they can be the Gay Scouts.
Right.
You know? They want to be the Boy Scouts, they can be the Boy Scouts. See, the reality is that there's a constitutional principle here, and it says in the Bill of Rights, we have freedom of association, which you have the right to associate with whoever you want to associate
or not
with.
To.
Constitution. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to take away from you. And the thing is the best thing we can do, I'll tell you what you can do, Conrad, and what I can do. I can take, and I was a scout leader, I've been through scout training, I've done all the things you're supposed to do, and I have helped many people get their eagle, helped them with their eagle projects, all the other things, get their merit badges, get them through scouting.
Right.
Man, I got five boys that I've raised, so scouting was a useful asset. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a website. I'm going to invite people to send me their merit badges, to send me their eagle certificate, and we're going to basically put it together in a massive bundle, and we're going to take a big picture of it, and we're going to put up a petition that says, I resign from the Boy Scouts because of this decision.
I've already petitioned them already about it, but it's just deaf ears. They don't listen to anybody who objects to what they're planning on doing.
We just walk away then.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I was in the Scouts, in the group that I was in, the fathers participated a great deal.
Yeah.
With their sons, and that was one of the best parts of the whole thing.
Yeah. It's a great program. A lot of great memories, my friend. I've got a lot of great memories from Scouting.
Absolutely.
And it's a tragedy.
Yes.
There's no other way to describe it, but it's a willful tragedy by a few satanic psychopaths that want to disrupt the rest of us and our happiness.
And they're trying to force everybody into line to accept what they do in private. They're trying to make it public.
Now, Conrad, let me ask you a question. Are you willing to send back your Eagle Scout, everything else that you have, all those awards, and let them know that you no longer want to be associated with their organization?
Well, I would be willing to do it, but I don't think they're going to pay any attention.
Well, if you say that,
they made up their mind, why should I do that? I've already written to them and told them that I won't have anything to do with it, and will encourage people not to join it.
Yeah,
and I'm a former Eagle Scout.
I'm throwing that out there because, to be honest with you, I am. I'm going to take all the awards, all the things that I have, the Scout uniform I have, the Scout Master uniform I have, and I'm going to put it in a box, and I'm going to send it back in the box to the local troops. I'm going to say, this isn't one other leader that is not going to support you anymore, and you can stick it.
Well, I've already signed petitions regarding that, and they don't listen to that. So,
no, but if they got boxes in the mail every single day, you know what that's going to do to their organization? It's going to demoralize it, which is what they're trying to do to us, demoralize us.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, these people, let me tell you, Scott.
I think they're already demoralized.
They deserve to be
demoralized. I don't think you can demoralize them any more than they already are.
Well, they
I mean, they're just gone. They're the horse, you know?
Yeah, they deserve to be demoralized. They deserve to hear the message that we're just no longer going to be a part of their organization. That we're going to, you know, I'll tell you something. It wouldn't be that hard for me to create a new organization.
Well, you could take the existing Boy Scout manual and you could practice it like called the Independent Scouts or something like that.
Yeah, we could do that because they don't own the manual. They don't own it. It belongs to the Scouts.
No, we could. Well, Lord Baden Powell is turning over his grave right now, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I just think that at the end of the day, we look at the Jerry Sandusky scandal, and we look at all the other pedophile scandals out here, and we have to ask ourselves a question. What is it they're really trying to do here?
Right. They don't care about the Boy Scouts. They just care about their agenda.
Yeah, but we don't need the Boy Scouts to take our kids camping. We don't need the Boy Scouts to teach our kids merit badges.
It's just a good vehicle in a structured program to do that. That's all it is.
It is.
You and I are no longer
going to have any influence with this organization. They're not going to listen to you or me.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind getting involved in something like that, you know, if something like that develops, and you may see that happen in some areas.
I just think we got to get back to just doing things on our own and not waiting for an organization, because all organizations in this world have been corrupted by by money. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. And that's why they love that they go to take over the organizations, and that's how they take over the people.
Yeah.
They can't do it directly, then they'll do it indirectly.
Well, again, to quote Jesus, he said that after the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be trampled under the feet of men. We are the salt, you and me. We're the salt of these organizations. When we walk away, then they're good for nothing, and people start realizing it, and they walk away. So let's take it away from them. Let's take the salt out of the organization.
I told them that I didn't want anything to do with it and didn't support it and would encourage people not to join it.
Well, I hope you're
not. I never thought I would ever do that.
No, I've always been a big supporter of scouting.
Me too.
But I can't. I just can't do it anymore. I'm walking away.
Well, it's the same thing with the markets. I mean, like, say, like the futures market. You know, you can't trade it. It's too corrupt.
Yeah.
You have to walk away from it. I did. I stopped playing with it some time ago.
Yeah.
It's so corrupt that you can't be a part of it.
Nope. All you can do is you can buy and hold. Buy gold, buy silver,
exactly.
Hold on to it, realizing that this is going to be a short-term situation.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to reverse itself shortly, and you're going to be one of the few people in this world that has managed to hold on to their wealth, and wealth is going to be influence.
Absolutely. That's what I've been doing the past several years.
Well, you're a smart man.
I'm feeling comfortable. You know, now, some people who bought, you know, when it was high,
yeah,
they're upset, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I bought when it was $5, $15 silver,
mm-hmm.
And I also bought later. But I'm just saying, I have that cushion.
Hey, I bought when silver was $2.90 an ounce.
Wow.
I bought when silver was $45 an ounce. I don't regret either decision.
$300 gold, too.
Yeah, I bought when gold was $2.90 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
I bought when gold was $1,900 an ounce.
Right.
I don't regret.
I did the same thing. But the beauty is it all averages out.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, you know, the nice thing about it is if you do the math, gold's been up a lot more than it's been down over the last 10 years. And so has silver.
Well, there hasn't been any other investment that's gone up 12 straight years like gold has.
Yeah.
Or it's just that this year, you know, they're doing everything they can to destroy it, but they won't be able to.
No. And the thing
is, in fact,
they're
actually making things better for the physical holder, because the premiums are going to go sky high and the supply isn't there. At these prices, they're actually in default right now. They won't call it default.
Yeah.
But they don't have the gold. They don't have it. They're doing all kinds of crazy things and knocking the price down to avoid letting people know the truth.
Yeah.
But the figures are all there. I mean, they just don't have the gold. They've squandered it.
Well, that's why it's important for us to hold on to our stuff.
Absolutely. Even, you know, and it doesn't matter. You know, people, you don't need to have... You don't need to have a whole lot. I mean, if you just have, 20 ounces of gold, if that's all you have,
uh-huh.
Well, it's going to end up being worth $200,000, $300,000.
Yeah.
If you can hold on to that.
Yeah.
And silver is even going to be better. Right now, silver ratio to gold is about 62 to 1. It's eventually going to drop into the 30s and maybe 20s and lower.
Yeah, I think silver is extremely well positioned because they've used up everything except for, they're saying 10%. I think it's less than that.
And it's
now.
Used in industry.
Yeah.
Whereas gold is just used for jewelry, but essentially it's like J.P. Morgan said way back, says gold is money and nothing else.
Correct.
It is money.
Yep. Conrad, man, this has been a great conversation.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Thank you for calling in.
I like the program. Thanks, Paul.
Hey, you have a good one. I love talking to you people. Why? Because you're friends. And that's what it's all about, you know, exchange of ideas. And Conrad brought us some good stuff. You know, I really hope there's other people out there that feel the way I do. You know, you're just going to walk away. Wipe your hands and walk away. And that's how it's going to be it's how it's going to be with every organization. I don't care what it is. You know, when they start doing stuff like this, they're no longer my organization. I'm going to walk away. Because at the end of the day, what did Jesus say? If your right arm offends you, or if your arm offends you, cut it off and cast it off. He's talking about people and organizations, my friends. If your eye offends you, he's talking about your leaders. You know, get rid of them. Walk away. Make sure they don't have any more influence over you and over your family and over your life. Leave them. And trust me when I tell you, their demise will come about that much quicker because you're no longer there to bring about good things. You know, they need us. They need us because we're the source of truth, my friends. And without truth, they really don't have anything. Everything in this world that works, works because of truth. Whether you're talking the truth that you can find in science, the truth that you can find in books, the truth you can find in religion, whatever it is, the world works because of truth. Take truth away, and all they've got is stuff that doesn't work. So why do I want to help them to maintain an organization that no longer works? It doesn't work. It doesn't benefit the kids. You're exposing these kids to homosexuality in a big way. You're telling them that homosexuality will now be protected within your organization. And we're not talking about in meetings. We're talking about kids that go away for a week at a time during the summer. We're talking about kids that go on overnight campouts once a month. It's not acceptable. You got to walk away. And that goes for any organization. I don't care what it is. Walk away. Because if they're doing stuff like this, they're no longer the solution. They're the problem. Walk away. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's going to boil down to. It's just you. And what you believe, and what you're willing to stand up for, and what you're willing to compromise over. We've got Lynn from Washington. Lynn?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I have to encourage Conrad to not get too discouraged because people aren't listening, because it's really the numbers that count. And because he's complained before and they're not listening doesn't mean that he can't still turn in his stuff and make his opinion known if we do it in numbers. I don't have any children that are in the Scouts anymore. I used to be a Girl Scout leader. And mm-hmm. if this were going on and back then, I'd have stopped it and I'd have pulled my daughter out.
That's what people need to do. They just need to say, I'm done, you know? Lenny, let me tell you a little bit about the Boy Scouts, how they operate. When I was in college, I interviewed with them. And the way it works is that their leaders, and I'm talking about the ones that get paid, their employees, they get paid for membership. It's like a commission. It's like an override. That's how it works.
I did not know that.
Yes. That's why they've been so successful, is because there's people that do get paid quite a bit of money based on the amount of scouts they have brought into the organization and the amount of scouts they have under management. And that works all the way up the organization.
Under any circumstances, there is going to be children that have got issues with their sexuality, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But to make it so blatant, that puts these kids in a very uncomfortable position. Boy Scout outings, if you've got kids that are openly gay, where is that going to lead to? And it takes away the whole concept of what Boy Scouts was all about to begin with. But I think they're turning it into a sexual club now.
Yeah, they're what they're turning it into is a pedophile field day.
That's right. And these kids don't stand a chance. If I were a mother with a child in Boy Scouts right now, they would be out. And it's not because I think that they have to have a prejudice against the kids that do have that kind of a problem. But on the other hand, why subject the innocent kids to all this stuff? It's just getting disgusting out there, the things that they're doing in the schools. I would be homeschooling today.
Yeah. I think basically it's the choices are leaving you. I mean, when you send your kid to elementary school, they're in kindergarten, they're going to a Wisconsin elementary school, and they're basically being told to dress like the opposite sex and come to school that way. You know, what's the message?
I know, I read that, and I'm going, what the heck? I mean, we've gone to the point of absurdity, I'm telling you.
I know. And now, here's the crazy thing about this, and for those that are you know, that are so inclined, that actually, you know, read the Bible, believe it, you know, you can't win going down this road. I mean, one thing the Bible teaches is that, you know, homosexuality leads to destruction. Period, the end.
Well, it has to. And let's face it, God created male and female for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, oh my goodness, yeah. It's to the point where you want to laugh or cry because it's just gone beyond the point of even of sanity.
Yeah. And when you get institutions.
Well, anyway. Lynn, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right back, my friends.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back to the Paul Drockton Radio Report and my website, internettruth.org. Now, look, this is for those of you that ascribe to the Enlightenment way of looking at things, the philosophical approach, the schooled or learned approach. Well, read Edward Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. This is a seminal work, my friends. This is the work that the history of the fall of Rome is based upon. And it's considered to be one of the greatest works of history that's ever been produced. And he says this, and I'm going to just share this with you. The decay of Rome has been frequently ascribed to the translation of the seat of empire, but this history has already shown that the powers of government were divided rather than removed. The throne of Constantinople was erected in the east, while the west was still possessed by a series of emperors who held their residence in Italy and claimed their equal inheritance of the legions and provinces. This dangerous novelty impaired the strength and fomented the vices of a double reign. The instruments of an oppressive and arbitrary system were multiplied, and a vain emulation of luxury, not of merit, was introduced and supported between the degenerate successors of Theodosius. Extreme distress, which unites the virtue of free people, embitters the factions of a declining monarchy. The hostile favorites betrayed the Republic to its common enemies, and the Byzantine court beheld with indifference, perhaps with pleasure, the disgrace of Rome, the misfortunes of Italy, and the loss of the West. Under the succeeding reigns, the alliance of the two empires was restored, but the aid of the Oriental Romans was tardy, doubtful, and ineffectual, and the national schism of the Greeks and Latins was enlarged by the perpetual difference of language and manners of interest and even of religion. During a long period of decay, his impregnable city repelled the victorious armies of barbarians, protected the wealth of Asia, and commanded both in peace and war the important straits which connect the Euxine and Mediterranean seas. The foundation of Constantinople more essentially contributed to the preservation of the East than to the ruin of the West. So basically, Gibbons points out that there were two Romes. There was the Eastern Empire and there was the Western Empire. The Western Empire fell into decay. If you read his work, he talks about the virtues of the Roman family and how it went into decline. He talks about the introduction of sexual excess. He talks about the introduction of hedonism and how it dismantled the Roman family. I mean, basically, it's a template for what we've seen here in these United States. And what we have now is we have the power brokers thinking they're just going to go ahead and abandon their Western Empire, which is these United States in the Western Hemisphere, and relocate to the East. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Those people that are in the East have used the West to gain their power, but they're not going to join forces. It's not going to happen. It's going to result in conflict. And sadly, the people of the West in these United States haven't done much to protect their virtues and haven't done much to protect their legacy of freedom. And I'm talking about the 90%, my friends. So what do you think is going to happen? All we can do is endure, my friends. All we can do is preserve our wealth, preserve our traditions, preserve our values and our morals, preserve our beliefs. That's all we can do. Because it isn't the society that builds a great people. It's a great people that builds a great society. It works from the inside out, not from the outside in. Walk away, my friends. Just walk away. Look forward to hearing from you. PDrockton@AOL.com. Have a great evening.